Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. First of all, just a quick announcement. I'm always not getting something done, it seems. But anyway, I started making entries on my blog on the Wellness Forums website. So if you have some interest in carrying on a conversation with me online on the blog, you just go to wellnessforum.com and you'll see the icons in the upper right-hand corner and just click on the blog icon and it'll take you right there. So anyway, today we'll continue the series of messages on this very fascinating book by Peter Gatchi. And there's a reason why I'm spending so much time on this issue. One of them I've mentioned before, which is that so many women are affected by it. The second is that if it were an isolated incident, it probably wouldn't be worthy of so much attention, but this type of thing happens all the time in the healthcare field. And in fact, that's where we're picking up today, is looking at this issue. Gatchi exposes the corruption that runs rampant in the medical field, starting with dishonest studies, the manipulation of data, and even more egregious behavior. He tells the story of one critic who worked for the Norwegian Cancer Registry who took what he called a leave of absence, but it was discovered that he'd actually taken a large sum of money from Merck in return for negotiating a deal with Norway for the promotion of Gardasil. While he was on Merck's payroll, he continued to write papers listing himself as being with the Norwegian Cancer Registry when he actually was a research director for another pharmaceutical company and taught students at the University of Bergen on a professorship position financed by a drug maker. And first of all, nothing like getting to the medical students early with the wrong information. But you know, this type of misrepresentation, we scream and holler about the misbehavior in corporate America. It's just rampant in the medical field, and it shouldn't be tolerated. Even publication in the Cochrane Library involved politics. The Cochrane Breast Cancer Group insisted that portions of the research that Gatchi did discussing the harms of breast cancer screening, specifically overdiagnosis and overtreatment, be removed from the article published in the library. Through extensive lobbying and actually bullying tactics, the group was successful for a time. They were able to accomplish this feat by grouping together all of the trials that were reviewed, both those that were flawed and those that were not. The best trials showed no reduction in breast cancer mortality due to mammography. It was only the flawed trials that showed a benefit. Gatchi and his colleagues, yeah, I have to respect this guy. He's just relentless to get the message out. He sent a letter to The Lancet, which agreed to publish non-pooled data in the form of a research letter. Using only the best trials, the research findings were clear. The number of mastectomies was increased by 20%, lumpectomies by 30% as a result of screening. The backlash was incredible with the usual statements, you know, they're killing my patients, and everybody agrees. But no scientific response. And that's a point that Gatchi makes repeatedly throughout the book, is that the response to disagreement with information is to counter with other information, not to scream and holler and attack people. Richard Smith, editor of the British Medical Journal, quoted John Maynard Keynes in response to the hysteria, who said, "Politicians don't like evidence because it ties their hands." Well, doctors don't seem to like it very much either. Some of the most vociferous opposition came from the American Cancer Society, not a big surprise. At a conference held in Stockholm, Gatchi attempted to engage one of the organization's critics in a scientific debate by asking him questions which he just refused to answer. Gatchi discovered that the minutes of the meeting were different than what had actually occurred, and he sent a corrected version to the Board of Health, and in response, representatives from the American Cancer Society sent letters to the Board of Health suggesting that someone with authority be empowered to speak out against Gatchi and his research. It's very transparent attempt to cover up the truth, and the American Cancer Society has been doing this for years. This is some of its worst behavior, but certainly not inconsistent with its history. So I will continue this tomorrow, and again, I probably wouldn't pay so much attention to this if it wasn't a pattern, but in any situation in which you're facing a medical decision, please keep this information in the back of your mind. The fact that it's being recommended by everybody doesn't mean anything at all. So we'll stop there. That's all for now, and have a great day.